Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
With your vintage music coming through satellites while cruising, you're part of the past, but now you're the future. Signals crossing can get confusing.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest today has been in the field of education for over 35 years and is the original founder of the Kingsley Montessori School in Boston. Her interest and passion to support the growth and education of a student's life during their foundational and formative years continues as the head of school at the Woodward School for Girls, located in Quincy for 125 years. She hasn't been there for 125 years. Years, but the school has. She is in complete alignment with the Woodward mission and philosophy to value a girl's generosity and integrity with equal respect to guiding them in responsibility, leadership, and service. Renee Duchesne Farks, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
And did I say your last name correctly?
It's Duchesne Farkas, but that's Farkas. Okay. Didn't do a bad job with it at all.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here today, and I'm really excited and proud to be supporting you.
Great. I am, too. It's really fun to come out and talk about Woodward.
Yeah. So now, this first segment, we really want to go into the bio, the history a little bit. You are a grandmother yourself,
yes.
A mother, a parent, an educator for over 35 years.
Yes.
With all of that experience, what drew you to education in the first place, and what drew you to the Woodward School for Girls?
Yes. Well, I grew up, as many girls did, always wanting to be a teacher. And and I was moved into education. And I think now, as I look back, you know, being a grandmother, a mother, a parent, as you just said, that I've learned that education isn't just about academics. It's really about learning and growing.
Mm.
And that while there is the academic side, because that's critically important, it's really important to meet students and girls in this instance to understand their growth and development stages, because everybody learns differently. Everybody learns at their own pace. And we know that when we can focus in on where a child is at that moment, that we can enhance the learning. And our goal as educators is always to help each child, each girl, to reach her greatest potential.
Mm. Now, what impressed you the most about Woodward when you first came to the school, and when it was originally founded?
Yeah.
What impressed you about
those are great questions. So, number one, the way I found Woodward and Woodward found me is very, I still laugh and say, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm here. But I had finished 25 or so years at the Kingsley Montessori School on June 30th, a year and a half ago, and had thought about, you know, spending some time as an educator, going out and kind of bringing to other schools a lot of the things that I had learned. And then I got a call about the Woodward School, and this person asked me if I would go visit, that they were looking for an interim head for the year.
Mm.
So I thought, well, you know, I'll go take the visit, right? You know, as I would always say to my students,
interim.
Go find out. You have no idea, right?
And interim wasn't a huge commitment.
No, that's right. And so, I remember driving there and saying, oh my goodness, I worked in elementary, and this is a high school, and will I pass the test? But then I was saying, oh my goodness, it's going to be an all-girls school. And I think I always had a dream of somewhere in my life running an all-girls school. So I'm driving to Quincy from Boston thinking, this could be a very exciting moment, and it could be nothing at the same time, right?
Yeah, you have nothing to lose.
That's right, I have nothing to lose, and that's one of the mottos that my children will tell you and all my students will say to you. Miss Renee always says, you have nothing to lose. If you don't do it, you have nothing to gain. And that was, I could hear myself, you know, saying that to myself driving to Quincy. And then I met the board chair, Eileen, and heard about the story of Woodward. And I began to quickly fall in love with the whole concept because it's a really small school, which was very exciting to me because I think a big giant school would be a little bit intimidating.
Well, how many were at the Montessori school?
360.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
so
right.
That's a big difference to 75.
Yeah. Okay, but you have the capacity.
We have a capacity of 150, and that right now Woodward is on a big growth trajectory, and that we're growing both in facility. If you drove by the building now, you'd see it's in some major renovation, and we're really, really excited for September when the girls come back and see all the new renovations.
It's already beautiful. I can't even imagine.
That's right. It's an amazing building. The girls describe it as school away from home, so that they feel really comfortable there. And we are, you know, going to, in the renovations, we are bringing in a lot of student-type furniture that they can sit in the hallways and have conversations with each other.
Nice.
I believe so much in the student experience, and that as I'm looking at the building now that I'm the permanent head of school, I'm able to look at the building now and say, how do I want this to be for the girls? Because everything is for the girls, right?
And it almost gives them that edge of a college feel.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Which is their next step anyway.
That's right. And you want to encourage that independence. That's a big value of mine is for students of all ages is to help them be as independent as they can be so that they'll be prepared to deal with all the challenges that they're going to face in life, right, that everybody's going to face.
But really, you do want students to come and enroll in the school that already have that sense of independence.
Absolutely. I mean, we're really looking for girls who want to be in an all-girls environment and who do understand the values of that, and girls who are curious, girls who, you know, take their academics seriously because it's a very serious academic environment. We are all, you know, preparing the girls for college. The girls know for sure there's a career ahead of them, and they're excited to find it. They're a little bit nervous, trying to figure out what is it going to be. But that's the type of girl that we're looking for, and a family that also values the all-girls education during this really critical formative years of their life.
Yeah, and I watched one of the videos on the main page. Your website is being renovated.
Yes, it is.
So
very soon it will be launched.
I can't wait to see it. But I watched one of the videos, and one of the girls was really excited and blessed that the teachers helped push her.
Absolutely.
But really, I felt like what she was saying was, they help me push myself.
Absolutely.
That's what I got from that. I'm giving myself goosebumps
right
now.
No, that's right. That's what you asked me originally. What do I love about Woodward? And we really look at each girl as the individual that she is. Every girl is different. Every student is different, right? And so the teachers are passionate with the girls and understanding where each is and knowing how to move them so that then they can be successful. And the girls find it a little bit pushing them, but we want them to be at their best, and we know that the discomfort zone is the zone of learning, but you don't want to make them so discomfortable that they don't learn or that they withdraw. So there's a fine balance.
There is a fine balance in it, but you got to stand in your fear.
Absolutely.
That's how everyone grows.
Right.
I know firsthand.
Yes,
we all do. stand in my fear all the time. Well, I don't know if we have to go to break yet. Not yet. Okay. So really, let's dive in a little bit more to the ideal student. So really, it's between what age and what grade?
So it's between the ages of 11 or 12 for 6th grade to 12th grade, which is 17.
Okay.
Our main entry points are at the 6th grade level, again at 9th grade. We do have open enrollment at all grades, depending if it's the right match for the girl and if there's space. But what I really like is the girl who comes in at the 6th grade and graduates at the 12th.
Because, well, yes.
Well,
then
every
she gets
program
the full,
builds.
She
that's
gets the
exactly
full
right.
Experience
and we get
of
to
it.
Know her in her stages of growth and development. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's always fun to look back and say, I remember when so-and-so was so quiet and shy. Look at her now, full of confidence, you know.
And it's pretty diverse.
It's a very diverse population. And that's another thing that I really love about it, that we really value the diversity, and that I think many schools are looking for that, and Woodward has it. It's like a special, you know, opportunity here. So that's really wonderful.
Well, it's no longer a secret.
That's right. Okay, that's
now,
good.
Now, so is it only Quincy residents?
Oh, no, no. It's the South Shore community, all of the communities in South Shore have girls who attend Woodward. We also have girls out in the greater Boston area.
Okay.
And we're now, you know, focusing more on Boston because it's such an affordable school and, you know, the cost of...
When it comes to private school.
Absolutely. The cost of education, you know, as you know, I've been in this business a long time, and for many years I keep saying, how can tuition keep increasing?
Mm.
And many of the all-girls independent schools now are $40,000 to $50,000, and Woodward is at $16,000, so it's very affordable.
Wow.
Very affordable for the independent school education. And we also do have financial aid.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk some more about the Woodward School for Girls. You can contact Renee directly through admissions, if you call admissions, and you can go to thewoodwardschool.org for more information. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Since 1894, the Woodward School for Girls in Quincy, Massachusetts was founded to create a sense of community, wholeness, and independence in young women. In their traditional all-girl environment, the Woodward School for Girls has been committed to building confidence in their students through their amazing academic, art, and sport programs for 125 years. Each student at the Woodward School for Girls is encouraged to find their voice by bringing forth their best work ethic so they can learn to lead. Learn more about their rolling admissions at thewoodwardschool.org today.
One of my favorite things to do is write. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I'm excited to tell you that soon I will be releasing my debut book entitled I Am on a Love Diet. I share my amazing concept, and you can be on a journey with me through my confessions and many revelations throughout. My book is practically an experiment by building upon one achievable decision at a time. A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. My love diet book is scheduled to be published this fall, and you can be one of the first to get your hands on a copy by signing up for a sneak peek at chapter one today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
That there would come that day that I would have to wait, make so many mistakes. I couldn't comprehend as I watched it unfold, this classic story told. I left it in the cold, walking through unopened doors that led me back to you, each one unlocking more of the truth. I finally stopped tripping on my youth. Finally got lost inside of you. I finally know I needed to grow. And finally my mate in my soul. Finally, now my destiny can begin.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. Oh, my God, what a great song. That was Finally by Fergie. I loved picking all the music for this show. It's really, it just helps tell the story, you know, of the Woodward story. So, really, why do you believe there is no better time than now? Because the school has been around for 125 years. And tell me how the school was founded.
Yeah, so the school was founded originally by Ebenezer Woodward, who was a close friend to the Adams family, and Adams particularly.
John Adams family, yes.
And so when you know John Adams, you must know Abigail Adams. And so we're going to do a lot of work around Abigail's birthday this year.
Yes.
The Woodward School turns 125 years, and... Abigail Adams, it was 275 years ago when she was born. So we are actually putting a silhouette of her up on one of our walls and having the girls write about it because, you know, if you remember, Abigail was a really big part of John Adams' life, both in decision-making and that they were real collaborators through their letters. And while they didn't spend a lot of time together, she was actively involved in every decision he made. And so that leads to me believing that there had to be conversations in the Addams family about the importance of girls' education that Ebenezer heard.
You're
right?
Giving me the goosebumps again.
And so when he left in his will that there would be a school for girls between the ages of 11 and 17, that's exactly what Woodward is. And there's no doubt, you say you have goosebumps. I think Abigail had an influence on this school.
Oh, I know it.
Because she believed so much, you know, her quote of remember the ladies, that, you know, you must have bring women forward and give them a voice, and that's what we're doing. And I think when we look at society now, you know, everybody wants women in leadership positions, and we know that
women, especially the women,
absolutely, and everybody's working hard toward that. And we know that women are good collaborators, that women are creative, and that women also are relational. And in making good decisions and running companies and running families, you have to be relational. You have to understand, a little bit like I was saying before, that education is about learning and growing, and you've got to know about that person's background and who that person's personality is in order to, you know, connect with them. And women do that well.
And frankly, it is about learning and growing, but it's also about the social aspect.
Absolutely.
And when you're in an all-girl environment, the social challenges, shall we say, are not as dominant.
Absolutely. That's a big, big advantage of an all-girls school, is that we do know that girls' voices go quiet when they're in a co-ed environment, and I think more during these formative years. That's my view on it. I think when they get into college and beyond, you know, they're more developed then and more confident and competent. And during these periods of formative years again, when girls are in an all-girls environment, girls are center stage. They're out on the sports field. Every position is played by a girl. In the theater, on the drama, on the stage, every part is played by a girl. In the classroom, everybody who's raising their hand and having an opinion is a girl. So you can't imagine that that doesn't increase confidence, help them find their voice, and by, you know, having a strong academic program, then they have an informed voice.
Takes
and that's the recipe.
Takes
that's the recipe for success.
Yeah, the whole girl power to a completely another level. And if there's ever a time to live vicariously through your child.
Yes, that's right.
Because you were saying that earlier that you had always wanted to be involved in an all-girls school.
Absolutely. It's like I had this dream but never thought like that would be my opportunity, right?
Yeah.
And here it came forward. And I think if I never had stepped down from Kingsley, I would never be here today. And it's very special to me.
Now, the partners are the parents.
Yes.
And now tell me how much do the parents need to be involved?
Yes.
Are they collaborating on an extra special level, or do they just simply participate? What do you want the parents to
do? Well, you know, there's all kinds of parents. And so I believe strongly, as I mentioned earlier, that we want to be sure that we know each girl as the individual she is. That's paramount to me in order to be the best educators for that girl. Secondly, is the parents as partners, that I am welcoming parents into the school more and more, and that ideally I'm looking for a collaborator, but if it's a participator, a delegator, everybody's life is different, and I want to get to know each family. And if there's a family that is, you know, running off to work for 8 o'clock meetings and have to drop their daughter off and not available, I want this to be the best place for that young girl
and
to
be. And
guess
what? That delegating
that
starts out might actually turn into participation.
Absolutely.
That turns
and collaborating.
Into collaboration.
You're absolutely right.
I'm goosebumping again.
Yep.
Oh, this
and
is fantastic.
And, you know, the other piece of that is that through my years I have learned that parents have a double relationship with the school. The number one relationship is that it's about their daughter and her success and her academics and her preparation for college, right, and her safety. But secondly, parents have a relationship for themselves, and there's something that I call me as a parent, that we want to help parents become confident too, because we know that every parent wants to be the best parent she can be. And that, you know, in instances when you have a daughter who's now 14, many times you've never parented a 14-year-old before. Who's going to help you? And I think having a relationship with the school and with the teachers creates a community for parents as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a series of parent speaker series to bring speakers in to talk about particular topics. We had one last year on social media called Media Girls, and it was a phenomenal program. And so I find myself responsible to help the parents learn as well. And I don't like to say educate parents because they're primarily educated already before they met me. But parents as learners.
And we're continuing to learn through our whole life. I don't want to stop learning when I'm 90.
Good for you. I hope everybody says that. Yeah.
Now, again, back to the ideal student. Mm-hmm. It really is a student that is compassionate to others and kind. Yes. And they love learning.
Absolutely.
You want students that really thrive in a learning environment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And then respect themselves, respect for others, respect the environment.
Absolutely. That's a big, big piece is that respect is important. And our goal is for girls to become independent. They don't have to be totally independent when they arrive because they're 11 or 12 years old, and sometimes they're shy and quiet.
Mm.
And we'll work with them because we want to make them independent in the world.
And they'll probably just come out of their shell pretty quickly anyway.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I wish I was 11 or 12, let me tell you that. You can find out more information at thewoodwardschool.org. I hope you stay with us. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Hi, I'm Tara Menard with Tara Menard Coaching. The reason why I love Powerful Women Revealed and keep coming back for more is because with Nicole's help, she brings clarity to my mission. Join the movement and tune in every Sunday after the news at noon and support the women in your community and beyond.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I think everybody knows who that was. What a great song. I want to go into this next segment. Well, do you want to tell me what you just mentioned over break about the Aquaman movie?
Oh, yes. Okay, great. So I was talking about how I, you know, feel that every girl needs to be known as the unique individual she is, and that I know through research that when students feel known in a classroom, they're in a different mindset and that their learning increases because they're more confident and they feel that the teacher knows who they are. And so in that movie, I don't know if you saw it.
I did. But I don't remember the line.
Yeah, so when the Aquaman or person, whatever he was, it became revealed that he was in love with a woman. And he looked at her and he said, "I am who I am, but I am more than I am because of her." And that always relates, I always relate that to my teachers saying, you know, when that girl knows that you know her, she feels differently. And when you feel that different feeling, you're more open to learning, you're more confident, you feel connected. And connections, as we know in life, are so important.
I loved it that I read that. And in some of the notes that you shared with me, you said the teachers know every girl at Woodward, but every girl knows she's known.
Absolutely.
And that was that really hit me hard, that
statement. Yeah, so think about that. When you went to school every day, did you feel known? And when you feel known, you feel special. And who doesn't want to feel special, right?
I think I felt known when I was wearing my boyfriend's leather jacket.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
But that was not, that's not what we're referring
to. That's okay. Yep.
But I didn't go to an all-girls school. I went to a public school.
Right.
You said, you mentioned at one point that some people are looking at public school versus Woodward.
Yeah, I think that the people who we are seeing, you know, of course, I'm just finishing my first year, but I do see parents coming in who are looking at parochial schools, since there there are a fair number of them on the South Shore. In downtown Boston, they're not, so they're looking more at independent schools. And I think that when they come in, they're a little bit, I mean, I think that they have thought about the all-girls environment, or they wouldn't have come in. Sometimes they'll say, I'm not quite sure, and then we'll talk about that.
But they're curious, so they want to come in.
They're curious, and they say, you know, I know that it's a good thing, but I'm not sure if it's the right thing for my daughter, right? And, of course, different girls' personalities, as all students, are different, and you want to find the right match for them. But many of the girls, so having been here for a year, I spent a lot of time. I developed this little program called Listening to Learn. And I wanted to listen and ask people questions to find out what Woodward really was, because I could read about it, but I really wanted to know what was the student experience. So I've talked to many students and I've talked to many alum, and I'd love to share some of that with you, that they felt like the overwhelming, consistent message I got from people who don't know, they each said it, was when I would say, well, what was special about Woodward for you? And they would say to me, well, I love the smallness, I love the school away from home, but what I really liked is it was a transformational experience for me. And you talk about goosebumps, and I would be like, what do you mean by that? And they would say that Woodward changed me. And then I would ask them, well, tell me a little bit more. And they would say, I would not be the person I am today if it had not been for Woodward, which goes back to the Aquaman, right? And I would, you know, delve into that a little bit more, and they would say, well, I was quiet, I was shy, I didn't really like to raise my hand, but at Woodward I had to, because you talked a little bit about the teachers pushing. The teachers would call on me even if I didn't raise my hand, because it's a small class, and they knew. And I always had the right answer, but I never knew how to raise my hand. And I learned that at Woodward. And I also learned, they would tell me that the confidence that they built in themselves. And they knew that they were smart, because they were, you know, it's an environment where you study hard, and that the teachers are there to help and support you so that you're not afraid to ask for help, and that teachers will give you feedback. And we know, as business women, when people give me feedback, I'm a lot better than if they didn't and they just said I didn't do a good job, right?
Tough love is a good thing.
That's right. So tell me what I'm not doing well. Tell me what it looks like, and I'll do it, right? And I'll try my hardest. And that's what happens for the girls. So that's what gives me goosebumps, is when girls say, I'm a different person because I went to Woodward. And I say, wow, what an opportunity for everyone at Woodward who could influence these young girls.
And it is a college preparatory school.
Oh, absolutely.
But I want to mention this before we go to break. We have to go to break soon. But I want to mention this, that I just find it extremely interesting that people are looking at the school versus public school, because you're not being considered amongst, well, you are probably being considered amongst other private schools, but I think that people that are pulling out of the public system is very interesting.
Right.
I think it says something about the direction that our minds are going for. I don't want to say too much. I don't want to get political.
Well, that's right. But I think that, you know, as parents, we know our children. right? Mm. And so when you're dealing with a girl that might come to Woodward, she's already 11 years old, or 12 or 14, right? And by that time, you can start to see, is my daughter developing the way I want her to?
Or the way she wants to.
Or the way she needs to. And what is she saying about school? And I would tell every parent, if your daughter or your son are not coming home excited about school, wowed by the teachers, love their learning, then you should look at that, because that's a value you want these children to have into adulthood and forever.
It's an opportunity.
Right? Absolutely.
It is an opportunity to look at it and reconsider the direction that you're taking.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because the small class size is a very, you know, special benefit of an independent school and a school where the teachers will get to know your child. And again, the parent partnership is important for the schools as well, because I think that we do, while we have a great opportunity to educate our students, we need parent information, because what are you seeing at home? Mm. What are the stages of growth and development? Is she locked in her room every night? What's going on? And what do we see? And we want to mesh those two together, and we want to grow and develop her and to reach her greatest potential.
And you also talked about relationships. And if the relationships are not working at the school and the relationships at home are now being sort of challenged,
That's an
opportunity, because Woodward is all about the relationships.
Absolutely. You know what the number two important things to girls are before they're learning is their sense of community and their friendships. Mm. And we have to pay attention to that.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
My God.
I know.
It's just wonderful.
Getting
goosebumps again. All right. We have to go to break. For more information, you can go to thewoodwardschool.org. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I created a great motivational tool for the entrepreneurial, spirited businesswoman called Powerful Women Reflections. Women entrepreneurs deserve to be at the top of our own priority lists, and these cards work similar to tarot cards by providing daily insight and motivation. Powerful Women Reflection cards are perfect to keep your health, business, and future in check. Each powerful deck come with 80 cards of reflection, and you can get your own personal deck today by visiting PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I created a great motivational tool for the entrepreneurial, spirited businesswoman called Powerful Women Reflections. Women entrepreneurs deserve to be at the top of our own priority lists, and these cards work similar to tarot cards by providing daily insight and motivation. Powerful Women Reflection cards are perfect to keep your health, business, and future in check. Each powerful deck come with 80 cards of reflection, and you can get your own personal deck today by visiting PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. That is a pretty old song, like a 10-year-old song that I just found. You Are the Best Thing by Ray LaMontagne.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sounded good.
What a great song. Woodward is the best thing. That's got to be your new
Tagline is Woodward is the I want Woodward to be the best place we know for girls to learn and grow.
Love
Isn't that right?
Nice?
I opened the year with that, and the girls all will sing it now. And I say, okay, Miss Renee, we want Woodward to be.
Aww.
But that's a great statement, because then it tells everybody that we're all learners and we all have to do our best. And whether we're teachers, parents, or students, it's not just about students working hard. Mm. We work hard as well.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's getting something out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's a payoff
absolutely.
For the teachers.
Yeah.
Now, there's many traditions. What is a tradition that you can share that's really noteworthy?
Sure, yeah. So Woodward is a school of many, many traditions, whether it begins with the Blue Hill Community Day that happens in the beginning of the school, or the ice cream event. But then we go into many, many others throughout the year, from the Thanksgiving feast to the Night of the Arts to the Founders Night. And so I think, and Recognition Day and graduation, there's just so many of them. Mm. And what I love about it is that they repeat them every year, and so I know that every Woodward girl for the rest of her life and her family will remember those events, and they do, because, you know, I just went through my first year, and people would say, oh, wait till you see Founders Night. I'd be, what is that? And so Founders Night, I think, is one of my favorite, that it's a very academic night, and for the new students and families who were accepted to the school, we invite them to come in and get a glimpse of Woodward. And what happens is that you have girls who get up and do declamation, both in Latin and in English. There's an 11th grade U.S. history paper that girls have to participate, and it's a big research project, and it actually gets evaluated by outside professors throughout the country. So this is a show of how serious academics are.
Wow.
And that, you know, we will help every girl reach her academic potential, but to see these girls stand up and one of the girls recited the closing arguments in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Wow.
And again, I'm going to bring up goosebumps because you did. And every time I think of Founders Night, I think of her standing there, and it was the longest speech, and she didn't mess up once. And even if she did, that would have been okay.
Yeah,
it was profound.
Impressive.
To listen to these young girls. And, you know, your memory and memorizing is very important these days,
it
you know,
is.
to train the brain. And so to see that type of academic performance was really, really amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Now, so how do the juniors and seniors feel about college? Are they can't be intimidated.
They're not intimidated. They're nervous because, you know, they're working
hard. Because that's just new, because it's new.
Yes, and I think through the developmental stages at Woodward, from 6th to 8th grade, you're a middle schooler, so you're kind of learning, you know.
And do they have to know Latin when they come into the 6th grade?
They don't need to know it, but they take it at Woodward.
In 6th grade,
and that's part
okay.
of the classical education.
Because my kids take Latin.
Yeah,
yes.
I took a lot of Latin, and I really like Latin. So then, you know, in the 9th and 10th grade, you're kind of, you know, new to the junior high school, right? 11th and 12th, life is serious, because all your SAT scores and everything that you take now are going to count toward that application. But the girls do really well. And what they're most worried about is, am I supposed to know what I want to be? And I say to them, no, not yet. But you have interests. And when you go to college, you need to spend a lot of time experiencing a lot of things. But I think the outside world puts a lot of academic achievement pressure on them. And that, who knows in the first or second year of college what you're going to be? Some of us don't know till 5 years after
and
college.
And they change their majors many times.
And that's okay, because you want to try things out.
But as long as they go in with the confidence.
That's right. They go in with confidence, and they're excited, and I'm dying to follow them this year.
I saw one of the videos, and the girl was that was talking was just like, you know, I think college is going to be a piece of cake. And I'm like, wow, so much confidence.
Well,
these
they're
girls
well prepared,
have.
Yeah, and they take a lot of responsibility and independence in their learning. And so those are skills that it's kind of late in college if you've got to figure that out.
Well, we are out of time, but I want you to mention, about the Abigail Adams Merit Scholarship.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, yeah, so we put in a scholarship. You know, I said, look, we're growing. And in the middle school, we have a merit scholarship that is for as many years as you are in the middle school, for $4,000.
Okay.
And so if you come in as a 6th grader, you get it 3 years in a row. If you come in as a 7th grader, 2 years. And it's a a scholarship to encourage more girls to come to the Woodward School, and we've named it after Abigail Adams because she really is our heroine, and we're looking forward to getting to know her more. More about her this year.
And you have other scholarships each year. You have the Quincy Adams Scholarship, the Mary Greenleaf, and the 1894 Woodward Scholarship.
Yes, there's a variety. That's another tradition at Woodward. And if people go on our website and go in through admissions, you can see what those are. And the one of them that you mentioned is for all Quincy residences, you automatically get a $1,000 scholarship.
That's where I thought it was only Quincy residents.
Yes, okay.
I saw that. Okay, so you are accepting throughout the South Shore
absolutely.
And into Boston.
Yes, yes.
And
we're growing quite a bit in the Boston community, so we're really excited about that because Quincy's only a couple of miles away.
And tell me again, I don't know if we mentioned it, when is the September admissions through?
Yeah, so, you know, school begins on September 9th. We're still enrolling students, as most schools are during the summer, and that we have open houses planned for October and November. But we're a school, because we're in a growth stage, interested in bringing girls in. It can be mid-year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we would encourage everybody who's interested
And I'm sure
to come by and come on in. And we have Wednesdays at Woodward. So Wednesdays, you don't even have to have an appointment. Just knock on the door and come on in. And
great.
We'd love to see you and greet you and show you our school.
I love that. And I'm sure if they came halfway through the year, they would be embraced
Absolutely.
With welcome arms.
Well, that's the beauty of a small environment. You have the opportunity to do a lot of things.
Well, thank you so much for being
great.
Here.
Thank you. This is such a pleasure.
My guest was Renee Duchaney Farkas, and it's the Woodward School for Girls. You can go to thewoodwardschool.org for more information. I do want to leave you with a final quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson, and this is, do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail.
All right. I love that.
Oh, my God. Isn't that great?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.